Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zecher defined Rezivik Hagon b'karav Mamesh. We continue to discuss who are pasul dayanim and edim. The Mishnah says ve'ilu na'krayvin, following our relatives that are pasul to be dayanim and edim. Aviv, one of the baladinim's fathers, va'achiv or his brother, va'achi aviv, the brother of his father, va'achi imay or the brothers of his mother, meaning uncles from his father and mother's side, u'balachaisai, the husband of his sister, meaning his brother-in-law, u'balachais aviv, u'balachais imay, the husband of the sister of his father and the husband of the sister of his mother. This is basically another type of uncle, ubal imai, the husband of his mother, meaning his stepfather, v'chamiv, his father-in-law, v'gisai, and his brother-in-law, meaning his wife's brother. And not only are all these krevim pasul, hain, them, ubnehen, and their sons, v'chasnehen, and their sons-in-law, all of them are pasul to be dayanim or edim for this fellow, v'chargoy levadoi, and a stepson, just a stepson, meaning not a stepson's children or sons-in-law, just a stepson, would be pasul to be a dayan or an aid also. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, zumish asur b'kiva, this is our Rekiva, Aval Mishnah Rishayna. The original limud was that Doidei ben Doidei v'chal roi liyarshai, the only ones that are pasul are his uncle, the son of his uncle, meaning his cousin, or anyone that's able to yarshin him, meaning only someone from his father's side, not from his mother's side or through marriage. Another day, v'chal karv loy ba'is hashah, anyone who's considered a relative at that point in time. However, haya karv nisrachik, let's say the person was a relative, but now they got distanced, they're not a relative anymore. I raise a kusher, that person is kusher. For example, a son-in-law of his, who that's considered a relative, but then his daughter died, so now his fellow is not his son-in-law anymore, because there's no real relation, since his fellow's daughter passed away, and then afterwards, this former son-in-law of his was witness to some sort of eidos for his father-in-law, then he would be a kosher eid. Now, Rabbi Huda says, Afil mesu bita v'yeshlai bani meno, hareza karav. Even if the fellow's daughter died, but he has children from her, meaning he has grandchildren, so even though his daughter died, his son-in-law is still there with his grandchildren, hareza karav, that's considered a relative, and the son-in-law is possible for eidos, wouldn't possible like Rabbi Huda. Moving on to Mishnah, he continue to discuss this, ha'ayev ha'sayne, one who loves him, and one who hates him are not allowed to be a dayan or an aid. That's because we're afraid of sheker. The one who loves him is not going to find any fault in him, and the one that hates him is not going to find any good in him. Now we just define these terms. Ayev zeh shushvinoi. Ayev, one who loves him, is shushvinoi. This is a term that was used back in the day for a close friend of the chasun who would come and celebrate with him at his chasuna, and during the Shavu Brachas, he would bring presents. It wasn't just any random guy who would dance. It was something called shushvinim, and so he's considered an ayev. And soinei, kol sholei dibir imer shleshi yom be'eva, a soinei, he hates him. That's talking about somebody who didn't talk to him for 3 days because he hates him. However, Amrulay, they told him, Yisrael akach, Yidern are not chasha that they're going to lie because of these situations, and therefore we could trust a fellow. We're going to stop for the day and pick up Torah Mishnah Vav and Zion, going on to discuss what the step-by-step is of a Din Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.